the animations.
The style came out of necessity, nothing more. And it was, I had to do something fast and quick, and the only thing I could do was cut out things. Because before, when I'd done the animation, I hadn't done any cutouts. I would draw it, you know, nice frame after frame kind of animation. Well, I didn't have time to do that, so I did this other thing, and it worked. They really liked it because I think it was the crudeness and the outrageousness of that. I was always looking for free things. So yeah. You go to the library, there's a lot of dead painters, a lot of dead engravers, we can use that stuff. And then you start playing with it. And in a sense, my art education has come from that. And so that's what happened. Like Whoopee Cushion, I went down to the Tate, and they've got a huge collection of Victorian Christmas cards. So I went through this huge collection of Victorian and got photocopies of things and started cutting out and moving it around. And so it was like, that's the style just developed out of that, as opposed to any planning. It wasn't, there was nothing, say, I must do it this way because it, you know, intellectually is correct, or it's more, I never analyzed the stuff, I just did it because that was the quickest and easiest way. And then I could use images that I really loved.
From We Have Ways of Making You Laugh, you went on to the second series of Do Not Adjust Yourself as the animator as such.
Yeah.
So you were
doing
one a week for the show, at least.
No, it wasn't that many, I can't remember, I think I only did a couple. The Christmas card thing was Do Not Adjust Your Set. They did a Christmas show, and that's what the Christmas card one was. Whoopee Cushion, yeah, was there. There was an elephant thing I did for Do Not Adjust Your Set, and that was the first real stream of consciousness thing, which is what Terry Jones sort of grabbed onto when we started talking about how to do Python. And he always kept referring back to that cartoon because there was this stream of consciousness approach to a thing, and he just moved on, and rather than telling, you know, punchlines and things like that. And so Terry kept arguing as we were starting up Python, we've got to have you work in that kind of style where things just flow.
But it was this thing about, you know, not finishing sketches and just letting them hang loose, or
Terry Jones
just saying, oh, well, forget that sketch, it doesn't work, or make turning it into something else. So it was a real revelation to see that you could break up the format. I mean, up till then, you know, we'd totally been writing in either a sketch format, which would be a 3-minute sketch, which would be the beginning, middle, and end, with a punchline, or else you do a quickie, which would be a 60-second blackout or 30-second blackout, you know, one build up to one joke. I suddenly realized we'd been writing these cliches, and Milligan had sort of freed that up. So then the thought of actually linking it, making the whole show like Terry's animated, like the elephants. So it was just a stream of consciousness. And using the animations to get from one to another, or if we wanted to, you know, you didn't have to, you could link them in other ways, but just having a flow of consciousness, that would make the show feel different. And I kind of felt, I was very tense in those days, particularly, because I felt this was it. This was our chance to make something really different, and I don't know why, I just had the feeling we wouldn't get this kind of chance again, and it had to be different.
Well, I think there was a serious doubt,
John Cleese,
about the feasibility of Terry doing animation. You see, he came to animation quite late. You know the story? My recollection is that Terry had to sit down with one or two BBC people and really convince them that he could do this stuff at the sort of budget that made it possible. And also, he was much less of a known quantity at the other show. He was the one who'd not been sitting with the other five at the Frost Report table.
And then, I got like David Jason by the second series. I was getting him to do voices on the cartoons because he was there. And it must have been the second one. And I don't know. I don't even know the moment when I was accepted. But Terry talks endlessly of, you know, the elephants or whatever it was, cartoon that obviously sparked something. He realized I wasn't just an interloper. And that's what's so funny, years later, when Douglas Adams was helping Graham write, my attitude was like them. Who is this interloper? Worm his way into Python.